Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. We've got quite a few interviews coming up this afternoon. Hope you enjoy each and every one of them. But being the third Wednesday, I hope I've got that right, of the month, between 12 and 12:30, we have Mia from Crime Stoppers with us. So, first of all, welcome, Mia.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Great to have you along. Mia, you want to talk about farm security today, and of course, living out here and being in the Yarra Valley, there's plenty of farms around. But also, I guess some of these things that you're going to talk about apply to, I guess, whether you're on a few acres or whether you're only just on a block of land, don't they?
Absolutely. It's not just, you know, big farms that run for profit. It can be hobby farms. It can even be if you have a chicken coop in your back garden and you live, you know, in an urban area. These can apply to anyone.
And we know that, pardon me, I just off the subject for half a tick, I was reading in the paper the other day that about 70% of burglaries, and I'm not talking about necessarily these break and enters, but people just get in through unlocked doors and windows.
Absolutely. We're actually talking a lot about aggravated burglaries at the moment. And so it can be, you know, 14.1% of burglaries fail when the offender realizes that the door is locked. So about 80% when it was, you know, there was a bit of a study looked at in the Mornington Peninsula, about 80% of all of these break-ins happened because of unlocked windows, doors, even things like doggy doors.
Yep.
Are also a thing that's helping people get in.
Now, specifically, let's talk about farm security. Why is it important to not only the fact of the cost of replacing all this equipment, it's all sorts of things, but we're not only talking about people, thieves coming and knock off machinery and tools and fuel, there are all sorts of other things they knock off, as well as livestock, don't they?
Absolutely. Like they're taking machinery, tools, chemicals even, and these things are valuable and expensive to replace. But then a lot of the time, your farm, if you live on a farm, is also your home. So it's your peace of mind that they're robbing you of if you're not feeling like you're secure enough. And a lot of the time, these farms, because they're remote, can be targeted by opportunistic thieves or even vandals. So having good security, it doesn't just deter criminals and deter crime from happening in your home, but it helps with, you know, farm management. You don't have to replace things. You can get the work done because you don't have to go out and buy that piece of expensive equipment again. And it just, you know, reduces safety risks to your family if it's secure, because some people are working with dangerous chemicals. So if everything's locked up and secure in, you know, safe ways, then this is safer for everyone.
So I guess if I've got a farm or a small farm, what should I do to improve the security, particularly around the property, before we start talking about inside it?
Well, the perimeter is your first line of defense, so you really do want to have really great perimeter security. And what you might want to start with is investing in really sturdy boundary fences, especially in areas that are near roads. This is where trespassing is going to happen the most, because someone's going to be able to access it from the road.
Yep.
And then if there are instances where it's broken, you can repair these broken wires, gates, and posts really promptly. Make sure that there's no weak spots in your perimeter. And if you have gates, often you have several gates, depending. If you live on an acreage, you might have a few gates. Use gates that lock securely and try and get tamper-proof hinges. Keeping these gates closed and locked when not in use is so important, because a lot of the time, especially if you're on a large acreage, someone's going to be noticed if they walk all the way from a gate to the property. So the only way to get in would be a car, and if they're doing that, you're going to notice it as well. So make sure you're not locking all gates.
And what about lighting? Lighting would be important at night too, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Lighting is one of the most important things. It's really important to have motion sensor lights around any entry points, even around your sheds where you might be storing this expensive equipment and machinery, and on driveways. So this is going to help deter any nighttime intrusions, because, as you know, these people and thieves and criminals, they often use the sort of cover of darkness they want to hide. They don't want to be seen. They use it as a tool to assist them. So if you light them up, then they're going to feel exposed, and they're going to maybe move on to a different house and leave yours alone.
And that's what you want. It's not so good for your neighbours, but that's what you want, isn't it? Now, can you also get an alarm on your gates too, can you?
Oh, absolutely. You should consider installing driveway or gate alarms. They don't have to be, you know, a blaring siren, but maybe something that notifies you on your phone. And this can be as simple as some CCTV footage. You know, those Ring cameras that connect to your smartphone that it alerts you if someone is, you know, in the sort of motion sensor part of the camera view. So, and then if you do have these signs, these cameras, you should have a sign saying you do. So a sign saying CCTV in use, or, you know, you're being recorded, smile for the camera, anything like that that alerts someone to the fact that they're on camera might be enough to deter them as well.
And I guess you need to probably keep an eye on your fencing too, because what's good today might not be so, could be broken and all sorts of things too, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Having a really well-maintained perimeter is another signal that your property is actively managed, that it's monitored, and this can also help to deter people from picking your farm, your property as their target.
All right. So what else do I need to make sure the equipment is, because it's not only livestock, but there's some of these tractors and equipment is very expensive, and so, and sheds and all that, they carry a lot of stuff. What do we do to make sure they're secure?
Absolutely. So often you might be storing things that are expensive in a shed. This could be tools, or maybe even a garage. If you've got a big garage for your, maybe you sit on lawnmowers and things like that, you want to have locks on these places. So high quality padlocks or deadbolts. Don't leave items like tools and chainsaws or even quad bikes lying around during the day. You want to lock them up and make sure that they're secure.
Yep.
And if you do have inventory of equipment, you want to record serial numbers, take photos, keep receipts. This can help with identification and insurance if something is stolen.
Because sometimes the insurance company want that, don't they, to prove that you actually own that.
Absolutely. Yep. And then as well, if you see it being sold somewhere, you can find it. You know, you can check Gumtree the next day and see if your chainsaw is up for sale. Not that you'd want to buy it back. That would probably sting more than the initial theft, but it's good to know, you know, to have these things on hand in case they're needed. Yeah. Another thing that you might want to consider is storing fuel tanks away from view, preferably inside a locked sort of room. That could be a shed, that could be a garage. And also you can use anti-siphon devices and lock filler caps, because as we know in this economy, petrol is very expensive. And this is something you might think it's not going to be stolen, but it's a really expensive resource that people might take and sell for cheaper, you know, sell on the black market, sell in a quick cash exchange. So it's really important. But when it comes to securing things, it's not just about the safety of them being stolen. You know, you want to make sure things like chemicals such as fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides are kept in a designated area, locked as well. And only a few people have access to it, because let's say your kids live on the farm with you. You want to make sure they can't get into these things and they're locked and secure. Absolutely. And when it comes to things like grain and produce, grain, hay, feed, put them in a lockable silo or storage shed, because, again, they can be stolen and contaminated even.
And I have read in the paper, I didn't realise this was still going on, but people are actually going around, pardon me, stealing livestock too, aren't they?
I know. It might sound a bit, you know, sheep wrangling sounds like bush ranger business, and it doesn't sound like something that would be happening, but it does happen. You know, there are farmers in the Gippsland and in Wimmera that this is happening. So it does continue to affect farms across Victoria. So something important to do is stock counts. Make sure you're conducting routine head counts, particularly after any sort of mustering, sales or transport, and just make sure you are checking and doing a count and writing it down.
And then also you get ear tags, can't you?
Absolutely. You want to use NLIS approved ear tags or devices. And this is to ensure that your records are current. And this also helps authorities trace animals if they are stolen.
Yep.
And you want to have secure holding areas, make sure the pens, you know. And if you do have dogs on your property, you want to make sure that there's and let's say they don't get along, you want to make sure that they're secure and separated. This also applies if you, for example, have a chicken coop in your back garden and you live more in an urban area. You want to make sure your dog can't get to the chickens because, you know, you don't want to wake up in the morning with a crime scene that's going to traumatize the kids. You know, you want to make sure these animals are kept separate.
And for foxes too. There are a number of foxes around these days.
Oh, absolutely. Foxes, you know, as our native animals, we want to make, well, they're not native to Australia, but they're, you know, not pets. They're wild animals. And you want to make sure you're safe from these animals as well. So you want to make sure you've got fences that can keep these animals out. And if you do think you're having an issue with some of your stock being stolen, your animals, you can use drones as
Unreal,
well.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's a crazy thing to think about, but it does make sense if you've got a really large property to have a drone sort of cover a great big area at one time. And you can see if maybe, you know, a perimeter fence has been, you know, maybe a car hit it and drove away. But you can see that, that's maybe where animals are getting in and you can go and fix it without having to scour the whole entire fence. So it's a great way to stay aware.
And what about, I mean, one of the things too that some of these well, not so much native animals, but feral animals often carry diseases too, don't they, which you don't want among your own stock and things like that.
Absolutely. We're very lucky that we have such, you know, a diverse and unique wildlife and biodiversity in Australia. But this also comes with a few issues that we have to make sure we're considering. For example, fences, as I said, can be broken or breached by kangaroos, wild deer, pigs, or even your own livestock pushing through. So you need to prepare it if this happens. You need to monitor it. Like I said, these things, like you have a chicken coop and one gets picked off every night and you're wondering how and where that's coming from, you can install a wildlife camera, see where the fox is coming from, or if it is a fox, could be dingoes or whatever it is that's coming for them. But you can then also make sure that you're addressing this issue. And if you do have any sort of pests, so you should be following local guidelines for managing feral animals and controlling weeds. And when it comes to managing pests and things like culling, you have to know that you need a permit to perform any sort of cull. So it's not something you can take matters into your own hands. You need to have a permit. So make sure you remember that. And also limit access to areas where livestock or crops are housed, because things like biosecurity is a risk as well. And you want to make sure that if you're noticing any diseases in both animals and plants, you're reporting it to, you know, an appropriate authority.
And you also need to make sure that some of the vehicles coming onto your property are clean, because they can pick up stuff on the road and bring it in too, in particularly when you're talking about biosecurity.
Absolutely. Potentially you're coming interstate, you've been on different farms all across the country, and something that was over there is coming here and now it's spreading. You know, it's the same idea as, you know, when you go on holiday and they ask you on that little sheet when you come in if you've been in a farm and if you've got mud on your shoes. You know, these things are a sort of similar idea that we have to consider when it comes to even just interstate travel and when it comes to on our farms, because this is where, you know, a lot of biodiversity is and a lot of germs, illness, disease. And so we just got to make sure we're considerate of these facts.
And we've seen in a couple of spots, you can have to wipe out a big part of your livestock and sometimes more just to get rid of the disease, don't you? So it carries with it a huge cost as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, history shows that this is so possible. There was, you know, all the Grand Cru wines that you can get. That's because pretty much all of the wines were wiped out because of an insect in France. And so it's very possible that things like this can happen. But that's why it's so expensive now. So we don't want prices going up for any of our, you know, anything in Australia that we're growing and producing. So make sure that we're watching out for these sorts of things.
So if there's any sudden illness or unusual behaviour in animals and plants, you should report that to?
Well, you can report that to Agriculture Victoria on their website or Animal Disease Watch Hotline. But you can also, you know, call your local council for further advice. You know, there's always ways if you're not sure. It's better to be safe than sorry. So just ask the question.
Sounds good to me. And that Animal Disease Watch hotline is 1800 675 888. That's 1800 675 888. Now, Mayor, I know you've got to go in a few minutes, but something else I just want to mention to you as well. It seems to be this scam from Telstra with your Big Pond is doing the rounds. I've had three in one day, saying if you don't click on here and update your details, that you're going to, you won't be able to access your emails. So we just need people to be aware, to be very, very careful, and don't click onto those links, do they?
No, I would say that if you're being contacted in any sort of unsolicited way, whether that be an email or a phone call, a text, what you should do is, if you're worried it could be real and you want to make sure, you could either call whoever's contacting you from a publicly advertised phone number.
Yep.
So what that means is you Google it. Yep. Go into the internet and find that number that's publicly advertised that anyone can find, and you call it through there and say, hey, I just received an email or a message and saying that I need to update this. Can I just check with you that my account is all okay and is not hacked, or that I am fine to not do anything? And they go, yep, that we haven't sent you that. That's a scam. That's what will happen very likely. Or if it's real, they'll say, yeah, thanks for calling us. Let's proceed.
And I guess, again, we wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't mention Crime Stoppers. You want to give us a plug as to when we should contact Crime Stoppers, please?
Absolutely. So if you see, if there's any sort of crime occurring on your farm and you've got video footage of it, or if you think you've got video footage of maybe just some suspicious activity down the road, maybe your camera covers that area and you see a car there being a bit suspicious, you can report that to us, and you can report scams to us, but you can also report scams to cyber.gov.au. But yeah, if you want
again,
to get
that one, please, Mia.
That one's the scam one is cyber.gov.au.
Yep.
But if you want to report to Crime Stoppers, and that's any sort of suspicious activity or crime information, that is crimestoppersvic.com.au. That's for online reporting, where you can very easily upload footage and images. So things like your Ring camera footage can go right up there. But if you want to speak to someone and you want to call, that's 1-800-333-000.
Again, please, 18.
1-800-333-000.
Mia, the other thing is too that, I mean, that they can, even if they see a car parked in this street with people sitting in it for hours on end, they can even report that to Crime Stoppers too, can't they?
Absolutely. And if you've got a photo, that's great. If you don't, then try and remember as much as you can. And you can do it anonymously. So if you don't want to get involved, but you want to share crime information and share what you know, you can do that through us. And we don't care who you are. We just want to know what you know. And it doesn't matter if it's something small, like you say, it could be a car in the street for a few hours, but that could put that person in the car or that car in a place where another crime happened, and it puts the person in the location at a certain time. So it could be that missing piece.
And the more information the police can get, the better their chance of catching people, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Just give us quickly your contacts again, please, Mia.
Absolutely. So if you want to visit our website, where we've got all of the information I've mentioned about farm crime as well, and we've got a farm crime checklist that you can go to, that's crimestoppersvic.com.au. And if you do have any information, want to call us, that's 1-800-333-000.
Thank you for your time again, Mia. We look forward to talking to you same time next month.
Thanks so much, Alan. I'll speak to you then.
Thank you very much. Bye.